Irish government reopens tent city for migrants as public protest open borders. By Peter Cattell on January 9, 2023. Amid an influx of tens of thousands of migrants, the Irish government has reportedly decided to reopen a tent city, as locals protest the EU member state's open borders policies. Protests against the Irish government's open borders approach to migration continue to spread across the country as state officials requisition more and more premises to house asylum seekers. With Ireland in the midst of a crippling housing crisis, the authorities have taken to utilizing disused office blocks and even school buildings to house migrants, often without consulting locals living near the site. This has sparked a number of high-profile protests in areas where migrants have been transplanted, with the country's asylum centers becoming ever more associated with various acts of extreme violence that have taken place over the last number of weeks. Along with a smattering of other protests across the country on Saturday, two major demonstrations took place in Ballymun, a working-class suburb of Dublin, as well as the town of Drogheda, which is located just north of the Irish capital in County Louth. The latter of these demonstrations were disrupted by leftist activists, who shouted racist scum repeatedly while waving LGBT and transgender flags, for some reason. Speaking to Breitbart Europe about the incident, Herman Kelly, whose Irish Freedom Party organized the protest, belittled the interruption, describing the counter-protesters as useful idiots. "We Irish patriots love our country, its sovereignty, our people, and our culture, while the left hate everything unique to Ireland," the party president said. "They came to intimidate while we came to give voice to the concerns of parents as unvetted males of unknown criminal history move in beside the schools of Irish children. Patriotic people throughout the country are standing up for the country they love and a secure future for their children," he continued. "The useful idiot left did us a favor by helping to publicize our event. We'll win eventually thanks to having enemies with low morals and low IQ." Meanwhile, with government authorities seemingly still unable to acquire sufficient housing for the tens of thousands of arrivals landing in the low-population country, officials have now decided to reopen a small tent city to house asylum seekers. Having been described as inhumane only last year before being shuttered during a cold snap, Gripped Media reports that a total of 88 asylum seekers will be moved back into the premises. "We're in January and the temperature has risen a bit, but this is still inappropriate for families to be living in," one parliamentary representative for the ruling Fianna Fáil party remarked. "My understanding was that after the furor last month and the refugees being moved out, that this was the end of the matter and the tents would cease to exist," he went on to say. "I'm utterly disappointed that it's being used again as accommodation." Overall, Ireland reportedly saw just under 20,000 asylum seekers from countries other than Ukraine arrive last year, with a further 50,000 refugees ostensibly from the war-torn country also being said to have arrived in the nation in 2022. While the numbers may seem small overall compared to mass migration to the United States or even the United Kingdom, their impact is still enormous, given Ireland's relatively small population, overall size, and state resources. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.